Hey everybody, I'm Luke and welcome back to The Breakdown. And I'm here with some very special people. I am here with
Joshua Scrayback,
Jeremy McLean,
Owen McDermott,
and Grace Gagne.
Yes, this is a very special, special edition of The Breakdown because we are continuing Youth Sunday, and these wonderful young people have come to share their heart on what happened on Sunday, what the Lord was doing, how they were feeling, and then also just as leadership in United, where they see like the United going and what the Lord has been doing and just all those wonderful things that we get to be part of as believers in Christ, because this isn't our ministry, it's Christ's ministry that we get to be part of. So guys, what was your take on Sunday?
It was amazing. Just the youth leading, everybody was just like so crazy and just, it was awesome.
I think it was just overall like really fun to do something different as a church and being able to allow the youth to take that platform and be able to just share their heart of God and just share that with the rest of the church.
Sunday was really good. And the one thing that stood out to me the most, Trinity's testimony was really good.
But yes, it was.
Having the youth come up on stage and sing and Bill give the word and talk about how proud he is and all these things, it was really good to show the adults what God's doing in all of our lives. And I think that's like so big and it's so encouraging because it's like the Holy Spirit's moving through all of us like so well. And if we can show that and show them how good God is, like it's amazing.
I feel like it was good that the youth ran it because it gave multiple kids who may have not had the opportunity in the past to like show off their gifts with like the entire worship team. And then some kids got the opportunity to be on the prayer team and just everyone got to be part of like what goes on a Sunday morning and kind of lead and just see how the Father can work through you even when you don't expect him to be working through you. It kind of just comes.
Yes, yes, yes. And, you know, I have the privilege of getting to serve with you guys at United. So I know you guys. I get to see what's going on Friday nights. And it's such a huge gift to get to bring that to a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, I grew up in a church where a lot of my giftings were all called out by older people in my life. For instance, like even just me learning music, it was my pastor's wife, Mrs. Biddle, who she got me and my sisters involved in just learning music and then got us to serve. We did choir. And then when I was in high school, like as I was starting to figure out like my own walk with the Lord, taking my faith and not letting it just be like my parents' faith, that's like a whole transition that you guys are walking through or you have walked through. Getting to be in youth group and actually one youth leader who was very impactful to me, you guys, if you go to King's, you have her as your Bible teacher, Mrs. O'Brien. She actually got me involved with playing worship at our youth group. And I was thinking about it today. I remember when, because she used to play. And then I remember one night when she's like, well, why don't you play? And it was a huge thing for me because I was like, I never saw myself as, oh, can I play in a worship group before? Can I participate in this way? Like, I'm even nervous sometimes, like raise my hands. But I stepped in and from there, it was like the Lord met me in a new way through my participation in worship.
Yeah, I actually really like that point because as a youth now and you being a youth then, and just a progression of like the worship as youth, and how you stepped in and filled that role as a youth of worship, like doing worship, and now as youth as a group, and we have like a whole worship team to be able to fill that whole like just sphere of worship. So it's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, just like being able to lead worship as I've done before and just seeing like the progress of like when I started to lead worship up until now, me like stepping back a little bit from worship, it's just so great to see growth and so great to see how the youth group's growing when, like, you take a step back and just look at, like, through the years of just United in Crown, just the people that just make that impact and just the Lord just moving through.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, the youth group in general, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, and it's interesting that you're saying, because you're pointing out, like, another piece of walking in our giftings is sometimes our gifting can shift or we can step into a new role, but it's the same Holy Spirit that infuses all of our gifts.
Right.
And it's not to say that we never go back to a role that we used to have, but it's following the leading of the Holy Spirit. And that's what I think is so beautiful about the leadership at our church, that they would even allow us as a youth group to take over a Sunday. That's a huge gift. That's a huge, huge gift because, you know, the temptation in our flesh is to take the giftings that the Lord has given us and start using that for ourselves. Yeah. And then we get addicted to what it feels like to operate on a Sunday morning or operate in our gifting. And it's like, this is my role. This is my job. This is how the Lord uses me. And there is like a tiny little bit of truth in that. But when it becomes this thing that we are grasping, it's like it feeds our pride, and in a way it becomes like an idol to us. And the presence of God is not something that we own. And if we are healthy and when we're in a place of service and wanting to see others grow, we're happy to call out giftings in others and share the role. It's like passing the baton. I was telling Kurt on Sunday, the image that I kept getting during worship, towards the beginning of like first service, as I'm seeing everything play out and like you're feeling the presence of God and you're seeing the worship team operating, it was like a human pyramid. You know how you make a human pyramid, you get guys on the bottom and then like layers go up, up, up.
Yeah.
Now you usually put the lighter people up top, right?
Yeah.
So, and I was like, okay, at one point I was put up top. And then as we mature and as other younger people mature, it's, I now have the privilege of going down towards the bottom where it's like we hold up those that are now serving up front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like that point because when you said passing like the baton and then the pyramid, because your maturity as growing in relationship with God, and then the first time, like this Sunday service, I was able to greet people, and I really like that because you just get to see everybody that's in that service and really be able to kind of get on a 1v1 page with them, just to greet them and have that relationship and start that relationship with others. So it's really cool.
Yeah. So like it opened up your eyes in new ways.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. So, going into the message, what was your takeaway from Pastor Bill's message?
I feel like I keep raising my hand. just like what Bill was saying, like addressing the adults. Because I feel like as youth, like, I don't know, I think everybody here has been like addressed by their parents like all the time. When the parents get addressed and be like, we need to lead them. That's so huge for the group of adults in that room to be like, we do need to lead the youth. We do need to watch them grow and help them grow in their faith. And like that, I feel like that was really big for the church to be like, this is what the youth is doing and what we're doing in regular services is big, but what they're doing in their services is also huge. And just like shining a light on that.
I really like the point that he made about the kids just sitting what we call the river, but I remember like when we were in Macy's, it was like the Crown area and just in the last building, it was just the lobby essentially, but just the kids that sit on their phones. And I remember like
During service,
I used to not like want to be in there because it was boring. I was a kid. Like the music was fun, but the message, I couldn't grasp it. But like growing older and being able to pay attention more and to grasp more. I'm glad that my parents were the way they were and never let me sit over there. Like, once in a while, if I was sick or something, I would get to go over there, but I would just be on my phone the whole time without a care in the world. But I feel like, personally, more the point that he brought up about being service and keeping your kid in service is more important than it may seem.
Mm.
Bringing up the point of, like, the older people in our church and more mature in yeah. relationship with God, I know, like, these past year or so, I've really been, like, kind of wanting and asking God for a better mentor. Because personally, I really want, I'm interested in business, so I wanted to find, like, a Christian business mentor, just because that's what I feel led to do. But yeah, I've really been thinking about that. I really would want that kind of
yeah.
person. And
yeah.
having people older.
It's awesome.
Such a big church. There's yep. so many opportunities. And I know there's, I know the church hosts like Christian business
yep. Yep.
Conference kind of mm-hmm. Thing weekly or something like that.
City Gates,
yep. that's what it's called. Yeah, so something like I really like look forward to being around mature people
yeah.
because like for myself, I really want to be able to improve in my relationship and just whole and people that have experiences, I want to learn from them. So I like conversating with people who are older than me
yeah.
for sure because I get to learn of their experiences and it's just good to know that. So yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I agree with you, Josh, actually a lot. I think like young men and women, but like when we go to a church, a lot of us seek like that mentor that we never really had, or we're teenagers. So we're trying to figure out like, wow, we really want someone to, help us, guide us. Right.
Sometimes you don't even know like the right answers to
yes,
ask.
Of course.
The right,
I think
right
with,
questions to ask.
I think with Bill's message, kind of throwing that to them, we'd be like, we need to be leaders for these kids and
yeah.
we need to help them and help them grow. It's like, maybe they don't even think that. They think, oh, well, you know, they got to live life. They got to mm-hmm. figure it out. But like what that does to me and obviously what Josh said, like that can help us grow so much, learning other people's experiences, how they went through things, how it relates to God
yeah.
and their faith. And that grows, especially me, and it sharpens each other to really just keep going and gives us like hope. You know?
No, it truly, truly does. And, you know, I loved what Bill was saying about, you know, the presence of God and getting young people into the presence, getting ourselves into the presence. And you know, like even for me, it's a challenge because like I have non-Christian mm-hmm. friends and I invite them to church. And sometimes I wonder like, oh, how are they going to take it when they come? Like, how are they going to receive the presence of God? And then I realize like that's the wrong questions for me to ask. And those are worries that are really from Satan mm-hmm. because why should I worry about them encountering God or how they're going to take it? God is going to show up and God knows them better than I know them.
Of course.
And it's the same thing to like to you parents that are listening. It's God knows your child better than even you know your child. And what Bill was saying is like get your kids into church and let them see you worship. And as you as parents, as we as individuals, as we mm-hmm. pursue our relationship with the Lord and we go deeper into the presence, it starts to show even more on our outside. And people start to detect a change. And that's what changes people. It's I can't change someone. Grace can't change someone. Owen can't change someone. You got none of us can change, has the power to change anybody.
Right.
Only God can. And so as believers, it's learning to cultivate the presence mm-hmm. of God within ourselves, connecting with him. Like, Owen, I had a question as I was listening to you, like you're saying how, you know, like when you first came, you had a hard time like you know focusing in on the messages and what would you say was the shift where like the presence of God really started to grip your attention, grip your heart?
I want to say it was when I started, and this is kind of tying off of to what Jeremy and Josh said. I think it starts most importantly at the youth group, because going into church on a Sunday morning can be intimidating sometimes. There's all these people, everybody's singing, everybody has their hands up. I don't know what's going on. I don't necessarily know what they're feeling. But I feel like just that intimate part of like youth group. Yes, our youth group is massive, and not just United, but Crown is also big, and also his kids. But starting there and having that, building that relationship with those leaders, mm-hmm. I feel like is really important. And it's even more, it's more kind of, I don't know how to put it, but like you feel easier to express yourself, because sometimes in church you don't know anybody. But when you start to develop the relationships with those people and you start talking to them, and you just, you sit with your friends who aren't going to distract you, or it's the people that you sit with that, hey, I'm going to go sit somewhere else just because I don't want to be distracted. I want to listen to the message. And also just, I started right taking notes and just bringing my Bible to the youth group and stuff. I mean, I haven't been good with it recently, but.
yeah, but it's just, on your phone though, right?
Yeah, I've been on my, not on my phone. I can't, I get distracted too much.
Well, now you guys are turning your phones in. So.
Now we have the
phone.
We got
to go back to the hardcovers.
Yeah, no, but it's just developing those relationships and just taking notes and spending time just paying attention. And even though it's hard, like I have ADHD and the worst attention span. Like you can ask any of my teachers. Mm-hmm. I start bouncing off the walls in the first 5 minutes. You can ask anyone in here.
That's very confirmed.
Very much so.
But I want to say it started with youth and just developing relationships with other people. And then I started, once in a while, I'd sit with one of the friends from church and we'd all just lock into whatever Zach or John or Kirk or Kurt or whoever was preaching that day. And then sometimes after, we'd talk after about the message and just,
that's awesome.
That's when we started like paying attention more.
I want to add on the friends thing. I like, friends are a really big thing for me. They've always been a really big thing for me. And I never found the right people until I went to youth group. I never found the right friends until I saw them going after Jesus, and that also made me want to go after Jesus even more. Mm. And me, Owen, and Jeremy, we were on the bus on the way to Monadnock.
Yeah.
And Jeremy's like, let's talk about Jesus. Let's just talk about Jesus.
Let's go.
And I was like, all right, so what do you want to talk about Jesus? There's so many things to talk about. And you just go on, we just like went on this entire just conversation, just diving into like what the Lord does in our day to day. And then an hour later, I fall asleep and they're still talking. And just like that connection between friends.
Yeah.
Is so strong
is.
Because of what the Lord is doing in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like so real.
Right.
And it's so like powerful to this day. And I think that's what makes friendships the strongest. That's what makes my friendships the strongest.
Yes. Yeah, because that's, Jesus is the only real thing. The presence of God is the only real thing of substance. And you're bringing up something so, so powerful and so beautiful when you're saying that you guys were talking about it. Because, you know, when God gave the law in the Old Testament, he said, like, you will talk to your children about this. Talk about it as you go on the road. Like, basically, in your everyday life, always be talking to your kids. Always be talking to the people around you about the Word of God. And it's important that we do that. You know, like, I think sometimes it's easy for us to fall into a relationship where it's like, it's just me and Jesus. And that is crucial. That is crucial because salvation is between just us and Jesus. But Jesus puts us in a community of believers, a community of friends. And we also have to have a us and Jesus relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really good because what I've been going through the past, I'd say like 6 months is after like coming to youth at a steady kind of pace, like coming weekly and stuff, I would see youth like Grace was talking about with growing in their relationship with God. And I would have that desire deep down. I was like, why don't I have that? I want that. Why don't I have that? So definitely these past, I'd say 3 months definitely has been definitely a more of a recurring idea and thought process in my head of growing that relationship with God for sure. and being able to see others older and in my youth pursuing that is really like giving me a deeper drive for sure to do so. So yeah, I'm really thankful for everybody.
That's awesome, Josh. Yeah. That is so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And to any of you parents that are listening, you know, maybe your kids are hesitant to come. And I think that we've all been there. I know as a kid, I was very hesitant and I was raised in church. As Kurt and I always say, we could have been born on a pew. I knew Jesus. I remember getting saved at 6 years old because I didn't want to go to hell. Okay. And then growing up, it's like I had the Bible. My parents were great about putting the Bible into us. But then I had to walk out the relationship on my own with Jesus and answer these questions. And I remember seeing, you know, people raising their hands in worship, and I would wonder, like, are they crazy? I don't know, like, what makes you do that? And then it was only like as I started, you know, walking out, going to youth group, like Grace was saying, and as you guys have all echoed, going to youth group, participating more in church, walking out in my giftings, and then growing in my understanding that it's not just about, mm-hmm. you know, playing a song on Sunday, but really connecting with the Holy Spirit and surrendering to Him. And this was like a whole journey for me, like through, like, I would say from like age 15 all the way like into my 20s. It was just like every year, like God would break off more junk in my life. I'd get more insight. So it's this huge journey, but a big piece of it is the community.
Yeah, I totally agree. There was definitely a time where I just didn't want to go to youth group. And I was just like, oh, do I have to go? Like, does this have to be like a thing that I have to do? Because I'm a pastor's kid. And I feel like sometimes I just feel like I have
to
do
everything. You have to do
all the things. I have to do everything. And our youth group was going through like a transition at the time. And I was like going into the eighth grade, and it was like coming out of COVID, and I just like didn't want to go. And I remember being my parent. I remember my parents being like, Grace, just go. You're going to like it. You're going to love it. Like you've done for the past 2 years. And so I went, and I ended up making a ton of real friends.
Yeah.
And a ton of friends that I still have to this day. And like, and that was 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just crazy to see what the Lord can do by just going to youth group.
Yeah, I want to follow up on just like what Grace was saying about going. Like last summer, my cousin goes to Crown and she's like, you should go. I'm like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't really want to just be like, I don't know how to make friends, you know, I was kind of a little lonely, but I went and like Grace said about making like real friends, I made that like instantly. And I knew that was just from God. And from them, the reason they became friends with me and I became friends with them is because their relationship with the Lord was growing and they were pouring out onto me.
Right.
And that was like, that was giving me so much, like, it was like the Holy Spirit was really working me after I went, and I just kept going. And ever since, it's just like I'm making so many more friends. I'm confident in talking to people. I'm in the Bible all day long. Like, it's just grown me so much by just going, stepping out of like your comfort zone, and just trying and going.
I know, because Jeremy, you're one of our more recent add-ons.
Only been going since like late August.
Yeah, and you're a powerhouse. You're already stepping out and sharing words.
Yeah, of course. So
it's beautiful.
It's very powerful, and the Holy Spirit. Like Grace has just been moving in United and church. It's been crazy. So, yeah.
One of the things that like I feel is you can get, and one way you want to feel the Lord is you can get the Bible like when you're young. Your parents can make you sit through service. You can be put into youth group. You can have so much fun doing that. But you also have to want it at the same time.
Yeah.
You have to like spend time in the Word. You're not just going to feel the presence of God. You have to want it. You have to be uncomfortable. You have to lift your arms up. You have to close your eyes. You have to do all the things that I know I was intimidated to do when I first started going. I didn't start lifting my hands up and worshiping until like around when Jeremy started going here, probably like middle of the last summer. And that's kind of when God just started really cranking on my life. He's done so much for me, but I didn't really start to do much for him until like last summer. And it's changed my life immensely.
Yeah, following up on that is like, are you like, what are you willing to give up, like your pride and stuff, to just commit to Jesus more? You know what I mean? Like, it's like a mental thing. It really, like, you're, the enemy is just like attacking you so much when it comes to stuff like that. But you just have to get in the word and you got to pray. And you're going to just be so much more hungry for the Lord, and you're going to commit more to him. You're going to give up things that you know are wrong over time. And you're just going to grow so much more with the Lord and your friends at church, youth group, whatever. Like, it's really good.
Yeah, as you guys were talking, I was thinking of this verse from 1 Timothy 2. It's verse 8, and Paul's writing to Timothy, his son in the faith, who he mentors because he's a pastor of a church. Yeah. So Paul says, in every place of worship, I want men to pray with holy hands lifted up to God, free from anger and controversy. And there's so much there, right?
So much.
It's when we raise our hands, I'm surrendering to God. I'm saying, God, I'm open. I'm not poised for battle. I have my hands up, open, and I, because what is he saying too? Like, free from anger and controversy. It's like, if I'm angry and I'm in a discussion, or I have an argument, I have a point that I want to make, I'm coming in tense. I'm coming in mindful of in my flesh. But in order for us to have a church, a body, a community, we can't have that. And it's not that we don't work through issues. It's not that we just pretend everything's nice all the time, because no, that is fake. That's a whole other lie. But it's, okay, before any argument, before any cause that I have in my flesh, I am a child of God.
Right.
And this is my brother. This is my sister in Christ. And that transcends any disagreement we might have. It's above everything else. That's the first place. And when we encounter one another in that way, when we do that together, the presence of God comes down. Like Jesus says, where two or more are gathered, there I am. When we're gathered in his name, in that unity around his name, around the presence of God comes down, and we understand the truth. Because what is the presence of God? It's the Holy Spirit living inside of us, right? And Jesus says the Holy Spirit will comfort you. He will guide you into all truth. But in order for us to pay attention to the Holy Spirit, we have to pause and we have to walk. We have to walk in the Spirit.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that when we stand together and we just go and preach, and we go and we are united.
Yes.
as a body of Christ, there is a power from the Holy Spirit that just like hovers over our church. Now, you guys aren't seeing us right now, but we're all wearing the New United hoodie that
and
just
they
dropped.
Are, they are baking in this little closet.
We are baking in this little closet. And when we all, like, I feel there's like somewhere in the Bible, it's like talked about how the body has like different parts.
Yep.
And like as the body of Christ, we have different talents and we have different like gifts. And that's what really makes united, united.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. So how do you guys connect with the presence of God? How do you cultivate the presence of God in your everyday lives? What are some things that you do? Like if there's some other teens listening to us, what would you suggest from your own experience that helps you?
Prayer. Actually, like recently I've been just praying to God just for me to just feel his presence. Mm-hmm. Lord, like just let me know that you are here, and let me know that like you love me, and because he loves all of us and he wants us to have that connection with him. And so when you just sit and you pray and you just like ask the Lord, just be like, reveal yourself, Lord. Like, I'm here. I'm here for I'm here for whatever you need, Lord. Call me anywhere. I'm here.
I remember talking to Owen about this a while ago, but one of the things I do that really just gets me like kind of connected with the Holy Spirit and the Lord, like Grace said, prayer and being in the Word. But I ask the Lord literally every day, like the things I want him to give me that I need for my everyday life is strength and the wisdom and to fear him too, because it says in Proverbs, like the fear of the Lord, you gain knowledge, right? And I ask for strength and courage, you know what I mean? To speak, I ask for courage to anything really. But like he wakes us up in the morning and we should just be hungry for him. And I was talking, just bring up Owen again, like when I'm like alone, God is really with us. Like a lot of things happen when you're alone with the Lord sometimes. Sometimes I'm praying and I'm just like, God, I've had a crazy day. I just want some peace. And for 30 seconds, it turns into 10 minutes of just silence, of just closing my eyes, bowing my head. And it's like, you're not going to hear the Lord speak to you, but like you can feel almost in your heart, like the Holy Spirit. And you open your eyes after that prayer and you're like, wow, I'm like relieved. You know what I mean? Like I ask that every morning and at night, just like take that stress away and just help me be in your presence. You know what I mean? Like come into my room and be in my room and just help me be peaceful for just a minute or two so I can just breathe and relax for a second. And that's helped me a lot to just like ease my mind. And he can do that. And he does it all the time. And I know he can do it for a lot of people because he's shown me that he does it for me. So
No, Jesus will never not show up for you.
Yeah, of course.
The Holy Spirit is there. He's ready. He's willing.
I remember talking to you about this. I remember one time I just had like a terrible, awful day. Like a bunch of stuff just didn't go my way. And I don't remember what happened. It could have been easily like something would happen at work or just other things. I had a few like mishaps going on with like relationships with family, friends, just all that. I remember just like sitting in my bed. I just wanted this whole day to be over. And I just prayed to God. I was like, God, just give me peace. And I was just like, I'm just going to put my phone down and I'll give him like 30 seconds. That 30 seconds easily turned into like 20 minutes. Like I was done and I just spent that entire 20 minutes just venting. And people say just you need that person to vent to, which I totally agree. That's a good to have. But honestly, just spend time and just vent to God and I don't know how to explain it, but just again, 30 seconds will turn into like 10 minutes, 10, 15, 20 minutes. You could go on for an hour. Like it's crazy what'll happen in prayer. You don't even know what's happening.
Yeah, you guys are making me think of another scripture verse in Philippians 4, verse 6, starting in verse 6, Paul says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus."
What stood out to me for that verse was just being grateful. I feel like a lot of our generation is just, I want this. I want that.
It's not just your generation.
just people and people in general.
Yes.
Like being like, oh, I want more of this. I want more of this. Yeah. And I just thank God for the things that I have right now. I'm being totally honest. My parents, when they're always like, what do you want for Christmas? What do you want for your birthday? I'm like, I don't really need anything. Like, they're like, but no, but what do you want? And I'm like, I don't need anything. And they're like, no, but what do you want? And it's like, I always try to have like the spirit of just thankfulness, of gratefulness, of just being like, Lord, thank you for placing me in Kings. Thank you for HPC. Thank you for just my life and the friends around me. Like, and it's hard to be grateful sometimes. It's hard to be grateful. And I just thank him so much for the things I already have.
Yeah, I want to follow up on that is like acknowledging that we are weak without the Lord and he's given us everything, every interaction with someone. He He put that person there for a reason, even if it was a bad conversation. But the more we acknowledge the Lord, know that we need him,
mm-hmm.
we're so thankful for him. Yeah. We're so thankful that he's put us all in this room now, right? And that goes on for so many other things. Like when you have that and you learn more of that, when you get into a bad argument with someone, like it doesn't affect you as much as it did before you knew the Lord. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? But it's so huge to acknowledge that we're nothing without him. We're really not. So the more we acknowledge that, the more we seek him, like we're going to be more thankful and grateful and happy. But we're also going to fear him too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's big.
Yeah. Josh, you're sitting on some thoughts. I can tell.
Yeah. So first point, when when I was last night, I was kind of just starting to pray a little bit. I was just to go to bed because I had a lot of things on my mind last night. But going into the point of how that, like, just probably like a minute or 30 seconds, like just how Owen said, God kind of just put a bunch of things on my heart to pray about, like my family, my friends, my community. And it went on for, I'd probably say at least 5 to 10 minutes, just about praying for those around me. And my walk with God and my walk with others. And it was really good because it kind of got me, although I did pray for myself, it got me to get out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave me peace just to get out of my head.
Yes.
And think about what others, because others struggle so much. And to be able to realize that, it just gives you a good perspective mm-hmm. about other things than just what you're going through, because so many other people are struggling in life, and being able to realize that is just so great, because you're able to be more humble about how to help them and help others around you. So
amen. Amen. And I just want to jump on something you were saying, like getting out of your head.
Mm.
That's one of the ways that the enemy really traps us in the battlefield of our mind, and like getting us stuck. Like on Sunday in worship, like I was really like bringing some things before the Lord and some questions. And as the presence of God, like as I encountered the presence, it was like, don't ask these questions. Like, don't get stuck in this futile loop of thinking. It's like, just go after me. I'm just to go after Jesus, to rise above the waves and just look to Jesus.
One more point. I really loved a lot of the worship, because it definitely just hit some points. I think it was, what was that song? It was talking about 100 billion.
So Will I.
So Will I. That's what it's called. Yep. And it talked about, there was a line in it, and it said, "I don't have time to maintain all these regrets." And when they kept singing that over and over, that hit home so hard for me, because growing up, as a child and stuff, you mess up a lot because you don't know stuff as much.
Also as an adult.
Yeah. So, it's all about.
I resonate with everything you're
It's
saying.
All a journey and growing in the Lord, and growing in that journey and experiences will give you that knowledge. So it's like we can't just keep wallowing and thinking about all these regrets that we have, because that would just waste time that mm-hmm. we have in the present, and then we'll have more regrets. So it's just kind of like this not good cycle.
Yep.
And that's why it was good for me last night to get out of my head.
And that's what Paul says. He's like, you know, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press forward to the goal of my calling in Christ Jesus. And if anybody had things to regret, it's definitely the Apostle Paul. He's because he persecuted Christians. He killed Christians. And like, think about that, like carrying that guilt. And like, if he can cast aside that regret, if he can move forward in the power of the Holy Spirit, so can we.
Just like things that get into our mind a lot is like insecurity and how we look or how we feel. But it's just quick, but like we have to realize, you know, as Christian and all of us, we were made in God's image. You know what I mean? Like he made us the way he wanted to make us. So we don't need to be like that. We don't need to think those things. And when we worship, and like you were talking about how you're just like giving it all to the Lord, and like we don't need to think these things. You know what I mean? It's so huge. So, Grace, go.
I think that as a me personally, I care a lot. Like, I'm just a person who just cares. And, like, I care about people. Very I care about my faith. I'm, yeah, a compassionate person. That being said, I also care what, like, I'm working on it, but I also care what people think. And I also, like, like, I want to know what people are thinking about myself.
Yeah.
And recently, I've just been working on just thinking about what the Lord thinks about me.
Yes.
And that's been hard. Yes. Not gonna lie. Yes. And it's been a struggle, but when I just sit and I'm like, no, I'm this, I'm valuable to God. It changes your perspective. And like it just changes what you are thinking and your train of thought. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like that point. Because I think I was in the car the other day or something, and I just kind of had this, I just was like, I don't even know what I was going through, but I was going through something, and it was and I just had this kind of thought, and I was like, even though I'm a human and I sin and I mess up, because I'm a son of God and I'm growing in that sonship and stuff like that, I'm righteous because God's righteous.
Yes. Yes.
And that kind of gave me such a confidence.
Yes.
That.
So good.
But I'm still struggling with that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That righteousness aspect in myself because of what God is. So yeah, I just want to make that point.
No, that's so true. And that's what it all comes down to. And this is our heart for people, is that we would walk in our identity, like who we really are in Jesus. And I can only receive that from God. I can only receive, and that's what the presence of God does, is he makes us aware of our sin, but then through Jesus, he imparts a new identity. He's like, you are righteous in me. Mm-hmm. And this is what I think of you. This is how much I love you. This is what I love about you. Those things that you think are quirky about you, those are things that I love about you. And mm-hmm. I've given you gifts. I've given you a calling that is different from everybody else. So stop looking at everybody else. Just look to me and walk the life that I've called you to walk. And you know, parents, youth, whoever's listening, this is the heartbeat of God. God is the one who is pursuing us. Let's stop and pause and receive from him. Let's point others to him. Parents, get your kids into the presence of God, and don't worry. Don't worry if it seems like your efforts are falling on deaf ears. Mm-hmm. Because and that goes for those who have non-safe friends. Like whenever we speak the truth, the message of God, it's like a gospel seed that is planted. And even if on the surface it looks like nothing's happening, the word of God is alive and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. And so there is power in the word. And, you know, that's why it's so important that we connect with the presence of God through his living and active word. Living and active word. You know, there's a difference between what the world calls meditation and what the Bible calls meditation. The world's method of meditation is you're going to empty your mind. Mm-hmm. It's like, let's get everything out of your mind. And what the Bible says to do is meditate on the word. So it's the Bible says, no, fill your mind with the right things. Because we need the truth of God to keep us grounded, to keep us secure, to keep us pressing forward through those clouds of doubt that Satan tries to bring across our head.
Yeah, because like with that meditation that the world kind of and people go through, when you empty out your mind, then that just allows the devil to kind of just have free range. Yep. With your mind.
Yeah.
And
lead you astray.
Yes, for sure. And just give you different thoughts, and they're not good.
Yep.
And it's not going to be helpful, even though it might mm-hmm. seem like in the short term with that meditation it does help. But yeah, it doesn't help over time, because you're not really just growing and improving in anything. You're just kind of sitting in.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are wrapping up. We're coming towards the end of our time together. But in closing, what I would ask you guys is, you know, because Grace, you're talking about your parents asking you what do you want, and you were talking about, you know, being grateful, which is good, and that is so important with our walk with God. But God is also a good father who loves to give good gifts to his children, just like our parents. You know, they love to give gifts to us. So as you look forward to the year ahead, the missions trips, the camp, United in general, what's something that you see or that you would hope that God will do in our group, that you would ask him?
Just like this year, I feel like in the summer there was a lot of just revival. Mm. And there was a lot of just like just people like chasing after the Lord and like new experiences, because I don't think we've ever done Camp Clear before, and that was like incredible. And just to see teens just come to camp and just chase after him. Mm. And I feel like as now we're getting into a new summer, like I just want to see teens just walk into their calling and just to start ministering. Amen. And to start preaching and for more people to join the worship team. I just want to see this youth group take it to the next level.
Amen.
Yeah, I definitely feel like this year, like all of us, like in United and all the camps you guys are going to go to, I'm probably not going to any, but like bringing, like I feel like the Lord's calling us to like help bring our generation back to him. Like, I definitely feel like for me, like I have a leadership role, but for everyone, like, mm-hmm. We need to plant those seeds. We need to try and bring them back, not our way, but God's way. And I definitely see that this year, that a lot of kids that are going to come and go to camp, they're really going to want the Lord so much more.
Amen. Amen. We definitely pray for that.
So this past youth, I was worshiping and I saw two boys. I'm not sure exactly, but I saw two boys and they both were raising their hands in worship. And I never seen that from them for the first time. So I was in the back and I watched them both raise their hands kind of almost at the same time. And when I noticed that, and that God is working in their hearts, I actually just started crying a little bit.
Yes.
Because, you know, it gives you like just a joy that God's mm-hmm. still working.
Amen. Amen.
Just, I like that point. And just to connect with it, we all took a trip to Monadnock. And I remember one time we were supposed to be, it was after chapel. We were supposed to be in a small group. I guess you could call it a small group, but a group so big that we took up the entire chapel.
The whole chapel for us.
The whole chapel. Yeah. And one of the leaders, Abby, she just picked up a guitar and started singing. Mm-hmm. We were just singing. I forget what we were singing. We were either singing like praise. It was some elevation song, but just like a fun song. And then that like fun song just turned into like everybody just bawling their eyes out and just praying with one another.
Powerful
and
time of worship.
Again, being proud, because I hate to out this kid, but Noah, my brother, he came up and prayed with me. And it's just, he's like the last person because that I thought would do that, because I feel like sometimes I see that he gets like distracted and like caught up, not just in the world, but just like he wants to fit in. Yeah. But over this last few months, like I've seen him grow like immensely. Like yesterday, he was serving at youth service. He was, I don't know if he was on the prayer team, but he was just laying hands over just every person that he saw.
Yes.
It was just making me proud, and I started crying a lot. But
no, and you're catching something that like we as leaders experience a lot, and we love to see is you youth stewarding the presence of God in your life and owning it and then walking out in your giftings. And it's so powerful that you get to experience that at such a young age, like with your own brother, and being able to receive from that. Because that is something that will go beyond any earthly relationship or any disagreements that you might have with your brother as you mm-hmm. guys grow together. You're bonded in Jesus. And that's our prayer for youth group. That's my prayer for youth group, is that we would continue to push one another deeper into our relationships with Jesus, that as new kids come in, even if they have questions, that they would see that this is more than just a group of kids and some adults that come together to hang out and play some wacky games sometimes, or mm-hmm. or go on some fun trips. Mm-hmm. But we serve a God that is active, and our lives have been changed by him. And that's our heart for them. Mm-hmm. So guys, it's been awesome, awesome, awesome having you. I really hope that we get to do this again.
Definitely.
For sure.
Definitely. It's and just, you know, it's so cool to see, having seen all four of you grow over the last year. It's a really beautiful thing, and we give God all the glory. So Josh, why don't you pray us out?
Okay. Dear Lord, I just want to thank you for this time of conversating with one another about your goodness towards us and your glory and your love for us, God. Thank you so much for this time. I just want to pray us out and just bless everybody that listens to this. Thank you so much for them to be able to listen to us and what God's doing in youth and glorifying him and his love for us. So in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Josh, Jeremy, Owen, Grace, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And I'm Luke, and that's The Breakdown. We will catch you next week.